I got my first truck when I was three. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks, and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss, and I began to understand
something women like about a pickup man.
I turned 16, saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising in town, and the first girl I seen was, by God, Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab. She said,
I never knew you were a pickup man.
Set my truck on fire and rolled it down a hill. I still wasn't traded for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, it wasn't for trucks, wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams, and just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights I can't be found in the bed of my truck on an old chaise lounge, backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. Never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand. There's some women nag about a pickup man. Set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. Got an 8-foot bed, never has to be made. You know, it worked for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. They're just something women like about a pickup man. Bucket of rust or a brand new machine, once around the block, you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, still wouldn't trade it for a coupe de ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, it wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. They're just some women like about a pickup man.